All right, my wife Barbara Jean's going to sing one for us at this time.
Here's a wife's sweet melody, sung to my Lord, husband and king, in flesh and bones glorified now seen. And I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. And one touch from you means everything. And one touch from you, Lord, you make my heart sing. And one touch from you, all I can say is I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. Oh, one touch from you means everything. And one touch from you, Lord, you make my heart sing. And one touch from you, all I can say is I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. I rejoice in the fullness of Christ. As your queen, I wear the crown of life in the midst of paradise. And I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. And one touch from you means everything. And one touch from you, Lord, you make my heart sing. And one touch from you, all I can say is I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. It's a wife's sweet melody, sung to my Lord, husband and king, in flesh and bones glorified now seen. And I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. And one touch from you means everything. And one touch from you, Lord, you make my heart sing. And one touch from you, all I can say is I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. Oh, I rejoice in the fullness of Christ as your queen. I wear the crown of life in the midst of paradise, and I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. And one touch from you means everything. And one touch from you, Lord, you make my heart sing. And one touch from you, all I can say is I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. Oh, one touch from you means everything. And one touch from you, Lord, you make my heart sing. And one touch from you, all I can say is I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. Lord, all I can say is I give you praise that no other tongue could not sing. Praise God. We love you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, my Lord Jesus. I just want to thank the Lord this morning for everything that he's doing for us. Bless you, Lord. Bless you for bringing us into this moment of the twinkling of an eye and the closing out of it. And I praise God. I praise God that he brought us into the glorified flesh and bone realm, because there's so many out here today, and I can see what they're getting ready to go through. And I just praise, and I know the Lord will be with them when that time comes for them, and because his glory will be shown here in the earth. And I just praise him for where he's brought us to, into the glorified flesh and bones. Yes. And we just praise you, Lord, for it. Thank you so much. And I thank you for the new book that's getting ready to be taken to the printers. It's a big book. It's 25 sermons. And I appreciate Leah working really hard on it and everything and all the work that she does. And thank you, Leah. And I just love him and appreciate him. And I believe we'll have the PDF file of that new book maybe by the end of the week, possibly before. But then we should have it back from the printers maybe in a couple of weeks. And we just praise him for it and thank him. And the title is a secret right now. So we praise you and thank you. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. All right. Thank you for that. Good song, testimony. Amen. We just praise God for it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. All right. Time for the word now. Read the reading of it. It's always time for the word, and the word's not always written word. It's Jesus said, my word. My words are spirit and they're life. Amen. So that's where the life's at, in the spiritual word. Glory to God. But thank God for the written word. Amen. It has been a roadmap for people through time. Amen. To kind of give them some guidance. And it's the only book there to tell you where you came from, where you at, and where you going. Amen. So we just thank God for the word. But then I thank God for the spiritual part of the word that's not necessarily written. It's in our heart, in our mind. That's where he says, make a new covenant. That he'd put his word in our heart and in our mind. Amen. So that's the thing there. Glory to God. And now, God in this last day has given us revelation, put his word in our heart, in our soul, in our mind, and made us part of it. We're joined to the glorified Christ, Jesus, and or Jesus Christ, and we've become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, and that's in glorification. Amen. We thank God for that. All right, so today I thought I would take a little thought. Who has the mind of Christ in this moment and the twinkling of an eye? Amen. This is the last time period before the catching away. And before the catching away, of course, we're changed. And that's the word clearly says in the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Verse 51 and 52, that we're changed in a moment and in the time of the twinkling of an eye. Yes, the moment is the time, and the twinkling of an eye is actually changing what's going on, what's taking place. And here we are right in the middle of it. Now, we have come through many long journeys of different types, getting to where we're at. And we've labored and we've built and so on. But now all the buildings, that's already finished. That's all behind us. Amen. Amen. And we've arrived at the place where God's ordained for us to be. And we're married to him as the wife of the Lamb, or as the wife of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all the buildings and laboring are over. Hallelujah. And at this time, it's very important to have the mind of Christ. And he gives us his mind. And this is the only people that has the mind of Christ in its fullness, because it took the fullness of Christ. And we have the full revelation. It don't mean that there won't be other things added along the, as we seek the Lord and for our benefit and for our joy. But as far as our traveling days, I'm talking spiritual traveling days. I'm not talking about maybe getting on a plane and traveling in that sense of going from different areas. But the thing is, it may come to the time when we'd be like Philip, don't even need an airplane. Amen. Now, down when God led him down into the desert to baptize the eunuch there, when he did his preaching and got through testifying and whatever he was to do, whatever God ordained, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord called him up. He was found many miles away preaching in another city, see? Amen. He went on a plane air ride, not on an airplane ride. Glory to God. So that's the hour we're living in when we expect miraculous things. And the Lord has helped us many times, and I've saw how the Spirit of God can pick one up. And one time it even picked up a Ford Expedition. We have a Ford Expedition 99 model, and we got it when it had a few thousand miles on it, and we've kept it all these years. But the Lord one time picked it up and began to shake it. Amen. Barbara and I was trying to make a decision on something. And we'd make up our mind one way, and then we'd change our mind out and back. And I like what my wife says. Said, God finally got tired of hearing us. Just, well, let's do it. Then I said, well, let's don't do it. And he picked the expedition up and just shook it. And coming down the road. And he set it back down, and we neither one said a word, just kind of looked at each other. And on down the road, we remained totally silent. And then my wife finally says, what was that? Amen. Well, I think what it was the Lord talking to her. We knew what it was, but see, God does things like that. See, we have arrived home, and traveling days are over. And when I talk about traveling days, I'm talking about coming through the church ages and doing the buildings and traveling like that, and not knowing which way to turn many times, just get little leadership here and there. And somehow or another, it kind of typed out Abraham's journey. When he went, God sent him into a strange land. And when he sent him into a strange land, he didn't give him very many details. Just told him, go to a land I'll show thee. And he kept on following the Lord. And he wound up exactly where he was supposed to be. Amen. God showed him that land of Canaan over there, and which be Jerusalem area, and all around there, all the way to the great river of Euphrates. And that's the only country in the world that God drew the border out in the Bible. There's no, we don't have to try to figure out where Israel's land come to and where it don't come to and all that. It's all laid out in the Bible. And wherever your footsteps, that's why I give it unto you. He gave him all that whole land, all that your eyes can see. It's yours. Amen. And then Abraham settled there. He didn't go anywhere else, see. Amen. And he made some side trips, but that was the land. Amen. He claimed the promise. Amen. And that's the thing it is with us today. We've done a lot of building. We've claimed. We've had a lot of things to do and worked in different manners and so on. But now, amen, we've entered into a rest. Amen. Paul looked for that, as you'll get it in the book of Hebrews. He was talking about enter into that rest. You cease from your own works. Amen. The building, as far as our part, is over with. It's finished. It's no more. So we're not trying to build something. Amen. We're enjoying what God has given us. And basically, that's the wife of the Lamb, being the wife of the Lamb. And we're enjoying the thing to know that we are part of Christ, and that was all the way through. And we're part of Christ and part of the Almighty, that in God was male and female. Everything that's good in a female, it was in God, that feminine part of God. And everything that's good about a male is it was in God. Well, it was passed on down to his earthly family. Amen. Adam and Eve. Amen. And then it came right on through. But the main object was God's plan. Amen. From the beginning. Amen. When I say from the beginning, I guess we could say before the beginning, when time didn't even exist. He had it all laid out, and he had in his mind his son sitting on his throne. Amen. Sitting right there on the throne of God. And Hebrews said, thy throne, O God, is forever. You know, the throne of God is the one that Jesus sat on all the way through eternity after the millennia's over with. That millennia is 1,000 years that we're coming into now. Amen. Just after a little ups, the world got to go through turmoil, which it's beginning to do now. Amen. As the world goes through the turmoil, amen, and it comes out, it's come out, it's called, go through what's called the Great Tribulation. And during that Great Tribulation, it'll be 3.5 years of it. The world will not be totally, everything will not be totally disrupted in that time, but it's going to be such a horrific time that many will be put to death, many Christians, and those that look to the things of God, and those that come against the system that's in ruling then, which will be the Antichrist system. And we get all these things, and then there will come a great day, about 30 days of be the day of the Lord, the dark day when the earth will tumble in, out in darkness, and it'll be, Isaiah says, it'll tumble as a drunk man, wobble as a drunk man, be earthquakes, and there'll be a great earthquake, the greatest one, and it'll cause this earth the tumble in the space there. That'll be during this time, just before we come back to this earth. See, to start the great, begin the great eternal age, or great go into eternity. And so all that's to take place, and we're right here at the end of it, but we have arrived at our place of rest. We've arrived home. All the buildings of denomination, of churches, and of all these things. Amen. That time has come to an end. Amen. Hallelujah. And here is the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not saying there won't be some building, like somebody get Revelation, build a building. God could be in, and it could be for the purpose out there. But I'm talking here about the wife of the Lamb. Amen. She's married now. And God gave her the revelation about the masculine, feminine part of the Spirit of Christ. Hallelujah. So there'll be one dark day, and the earth turmling, tossing like a drunk man. Then it'll set back upright. Amen. It'll be 30 days per month. That's what the book of Revelation says. 42 months, 3.5 years, and so on like that. And 360 days in a year, it'll be perfect, see. After it gets through the great tribulation period, the earth is going to be set up, and there'll be, the weather won't be the big storms we see now. There'll be no more. And we've just come through a lot of that in different states. The Lord has spared us here, and we haven't gone through any of the real bad weather. But We see this thing, we've come to the end, and we're resting in the Lord. Amen. We're not trying to build. We're not trying to do anything. Amen. We're just rejoicing in the Lord and getting the books out and so on, the message out. And there's those that are the wife of the Lamb, they're responding to it. And since the body has reached the fullness, amen, we've reached the fullness of the state, you know, then every individual that comes into it is not coming into a body that's got to grow up again. Yeah, or build, see, but they'll come into a body that has reached the fullness and begin to enjoy the fruits thereof. Hey, yeah, enjoy that time of twinkling eye. Yeah, and there's I preached this once in a little church there in South Carolina. We used to go preach quite a bit. And about the parables and about how the man, he went out and hired different ones at different times and so on and so forth. Well, he did that all the way through to the 11th hour. And then he went and hired some more. But those that of the 11th hour received the same thing that those that started, that labored all the way through, see? Amen, which would be typical of the church ages, what happened. And they'll be brought back to this earth, those that part of the Y. And that is recorded again. And I used to quote Ephesians 4 so much, it'd be almost every service. And now we've come to 1 Thessalonians 4:14, and that is a scripture that's becoming very known to us. Amen. When God sent Jesus, Christ Jesus, when God sent Christ Jesus back to earth, which gives us a picture of it in Revelation chapter 10, amen, he sent back those spirits that has passed on throughout the church ages and all those that were to be part of the Y. But here in this end time, amen, maybe we didn't have to labor in the heat of the day. Amen. There's some won't have to labor at all, hardly. God has just given them a revelation and we welcome them in. Amen. We don't say like some did in that parable, said that you're not being fair. Says these here, we labored in the heat of the day and these just got here. And you're giving them the same thing to give up. It was his decision. Amen. And we're not going to have that kind of spirit about us, but we're going to be so happy and so glad. And we'll keep the door wide open for those that God's ordained. Amen. And that's to the wife of the Lamb, those that are members of the wife, see. Yeah, it's closed. It's closed, and the closing of it is because it takes a revelation, and that revelation's only come by the predestination of God. He gives revelation. And there'll be some that comes in, and as the Lord ordained, and we don't put numbers on, and we don't put a lot of these things because we don't know, but the thing I'm saying is, that they don't have to labor through those long, hot seven church ages and all that. No, they come right in and they're so welcome. Amen. The welcome mat's out. Hallelujah. And whosoever is ordained and will, let them come and drink. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because this water now is flowing all over the earth. Amen. And we just praise God that these things are so good. And I'm speaking about the mind of Christ today. Amen. See, we and the wife is the only one to have the mind of Christ in its fullness. That's realizing, amen, that when Christ came into Jesus, that same Christ that was with God all the way through before he ever created mankind. Amen. Was in Jesus. It came into his son, the word son. See, the Bible says the word was made flesh. And that's what has been taking place that's been so mysterious to some people. And that's what a lot of people didn't understand. Why this one don't understand? Why that one don't understand? Amen. Well, everyone that's the word made flesh, amen, then they will understand. Amen. Just like Mary there, the Virgin Mary, a virgin named Mary, I'll say, because a lot of people won't make Mary as part of the Godhead. She weren't. She's just a, she's a vessel. She was a vessel. Amen. And blessed indeed, you know, to brought forth the Son of God, the Word made flesh into the world. Amen. Then after Jesus was born, the Bible says concerning Mary and Joseph that Joseph knew her not until after the firstborn. Amen. Jesus was born, the Word made flesh. Glory to God. And then he grew up. He was a Word child. Hallelujah. And see, then the Word is good. It's so wonderful. But it took the Christ coming into Jesus, the Word, give him that anointing that is in the, you get that in Matthew's third chapter. You'll find there that when he came in, when John baptized Jesus, it was just like John saw a dove. Amen. And the Bible says there in John, I believe, third chapter, I believe it is. I don't have anything wrote here. Amen. That he was given the Spirit without measure. In other words, the fullness of Christ came into Jesus, making him the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The full anointing on the Word. That's where the Word reached its full potential, full stature. Hallelujah. And from henceforth, the Word man that was a carpenter up to that hour, he might have had a house half built or something another, and he just turned it over to the other carpenters and said, now I've got other things to do. Amen. And he went forth healing the sick, raising the dead, and giving sight to the blind, delivering them that was in prison, spiritual prison. Amen. It was Christ in him doing it. Well, that same Christ, amen, there was the masculine part that was in Adam in the beginning over there when God created man. The feminine part in Eve, amen, that masculine part came down on the day of Pentecost to the brethren, to the Jews, basically to the Jews there, and a few others were called proselytes, were Gentiles that had come under the Jewish law. And as that took place, we see the masculine part of Christ working in such a way, and even Paul one time, even him got under the influence of the Jewish teaching there and the thing, and he said, don't let the women speak in church and so on like that. And then later on, he began to bring in other things that let us know neither male nor female, neither bond nor free in the operation and the working of God, which does not mean that he takes away the ministry in the sense of a woman can preach. No, she can be a sister, and she can teach the Word, and she can help people. And even in the Bible days, there was certain women. As Paul's ministry went on to the 60 A.D. and on through there, that he would tell about certain women a great help in the gospel, and said, supply these women of anything they have need of, amen, because they've been a great help in the gospel. And you can get some of this in one of the chapters I like to refer to is Romans chapter 16, and I like to refer to that because of the fact that I used to read it, and it tells a lot of names of people, and I would say this chapter here don't seem to be really have a lot to do. Paul just telling where he went and the different ones that helped him, giving different names of people. And he gave some of the women's name that helped him, and certain one had meeting in their houses. Amen. So we see the work of the Lord as it came forth. But then it fell away, as we know, and it went through the dark ages and so on. That was a time of laboring in the sun, we'd say, in the heat of the day. But then here come the second part of that them, that Adam, that was spoke of in Genesis chapter 1, created he them, male and female created him. See, amen. We see that that was male and female, but they separated as God ordained, the male to be a male, the female to female. Amen. And it came forth, that was Adam and his wife, Eve. Amen. And she was a female. She was that feminine part of Christ. Well, we see that same thing repeating in Revelation chapter 10. Amen. As Christ Jesus comes back to earth, God sent Christ Jesus. The Holy Ghost is already here doing its thing. But now, here comes Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And Christ Jesus, when I'm speaking of Christ Jesus here, I'm talking about the feminine part, and I'm talking about the wife of the Lamb. Now, there's many that's brethren and so on. And we're among each other, we're brothers and sisters in the Lord. Yeah. But there's some that was his brethren. Glory to God. And they expressed the masculine part of Christ. Amen. But here come Christ Jesus in that feminine part, feminine and masculine part, married together. Amen. But there was a there's the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. Here's the wife on earth. Well, when once the rapture takes place, that's when gravitation loses hold, just like on Philip. Gravitation lost its hold. He just went scaling through the air. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. I feel good about this. Amen. Just flying through the air. Amen. I remember one time kind of discouraged a little bit, and a certain brother grabbed me by the hand, and he started running with me. As we run, my feet just got off the ground, began to raise up. I had something like a motorcycle handlebar in my hand. I could just turn it and go fast, slow, up or down, just flying through the air. Amen. Rejoicing. Glory to God. So I tell you, we're going to fly through the air, and we don't have to have a motorcycle handle in our hand. We just have to have a revelation in our heart and be the wife of the Lamb. Amen. So he's going to call his wife up while the great tribulation is going on. This earth go through that terrible time. And there's where the ministry of the two prophets beginning long at the time of the rapture. And then later, the ministry of the 144,000 began at the middle of the week. And then God will be working in different ways up to that time. Amen. So all these things, but where is the wife? She's in glory with him, and now she has his complete mind. And that's why I'm telling you this. This is the mind. This is the mind of Christ. We know these things. Hallelujah. And it's absolutely a fact that we know all about it because he has revealed it. Now we put it in print here that the saints of God can read and rejoice and shout. Amen. It's hard for my wife to read too many pages of the books because sometimes she'll read, hey, look here, listen to this. You know, reading and, you know. So some of the things I don't remember personally doing till after she reads. I say, yeah, I remember that. Glory to God. So there it is. Amen. The mind of Christ is put in the book form there. Amen. That we can read and enjoy and get blessings from. And that's where we're at today. But our building is over with. Amen. Our courting days are over with. Amen. Because we are now the queen of the King, the Lord Jesus Christ, married by proxy marriage. Amen. And I'll tell you, there's a message on marriage by proxy that you might want, if you hadn't heard it lately, you might want to hear it or read about it. It's in book form, too, I believe, isn't it? Amen. Yeah, we got that in book form. Amen. You'll see how the proxy marriage took place. Glory to God. And the Lord Jesus Christ himself, the King, is in glory or in the heavenly realm that we don't have a lot of understanding as to how far up or where it's sometimes it's dimension rather than distance. See? Amen. So we're not going to get in that too much right now because we're going to go see for ourselves. Everyone's going to see it at the same time. Glory to God. But I thank God our labor's over. Amen. We're not out here trying to build. Amen. We're not the... they came back and built the wall of Jerusalem. But I tell you what, that's ancient history to us. The church age is ancient history. Hallelujah. And some of it's not so ancient. But it's all history, and we've arrived at the place just like Abraham arrived at the place that God predestinated for him before the world was ever created. Amen. It's a little place. You look at the map of the whole earth, there's one little place on the whole earth that God chose. Amen. He drew the border there, and he chose the people to be there, and that people was Israel. And now, when the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of the earth, come back, first of all, he's the King of Israel and the King of the earth. He brings his wife with him, and that's our home. Amen. We're going home some of these days soon. Amen. That's a rejoicing, a wonderful time. Glory to God. Excuse me while I get some water here. We got trees around here and that pollen, and we got a few more weeks of it, and then I ain't going to have to worry about that. Amen. That pollen is reproductive something. Now, you wouldn't have corn of the different brand and so forth unless the pollen, the tassels, it makes the pollen, and then that pollen fall down into the ear of corn, and each one of them, each grain of corn had one of them little silks that goes to it. And if you cut the tassels out, that corn, it won't come up when you plant it because it's not pollinated. Amen. So I was in the near place down in Athens, Georgia, where the University of Georgia is at, in a church there preaching. And the man of the agriculture department, head of it, he was teaching there. And he came, and I got preaching on this, and I brought it in about a mule, how it's hybrid and so on and so on, and how the hybrid corn cut tassels off one brand and let the pollen go to the other and so on. And I went through that details on that, and he had a notebook and a pencil and paper writing. And I was really scared to shake hands with him after the service over. But he sat up in front, him and his wife, and as soon as the service over, he came right to me and stuck his hand out, shake hands with me. He said, "Preacher, I really enjoyed that." So that's what I got to teach on next week. I really didn't know how to approach it. So now I can't wait to get there to show them how to do all this. So I'll swell up with pride showing them how to do all these things and how the high breeding and so on, what it does for the corn and the different things. Amen. Well, that's the word been hybrid all the way through. That's what denomination is. They hybrid the word, and they'll make a big, beautiful church, a big, beautiful congregation, what they call church. Amen. But it's hybrid. You put the real word in there, and it usually don't go over too good. Amen. I was invited to preach in a Methodist church in the city of Gainesville, Georgia, about 35, 40 miles from us. And it was on the Wednesday night. They usually let one of the members there select the preacher that they wanted to come. And they wanted to try to this ecumenical thing. So it just so happened, I got the call, would you come and preach? And the man that called me, he come to church here some, and he worked with the people that was going to church, and so he would occasionally go visit. But they says, would you choose someone? And so he called me. So I went and I brought in a little about the serpent seed, fivefold ministry, hybrid, how the words hybrid and the serpent seed, and on down. So I won't go through all that. But when I got through, they said, "Would you come back and preach again for us?" "That sure is good," the pastor said. "How many would like have Brother Ben come preach again?" And so everyone clapped their hands and so on. And the pastor just looked for a call from me. Well, that's been several years ago, and somehow or another, that call has never come. Amen. So you can't put this new wine, this new revelation, in old skins. It'll just burst them. Amen. Because they're not flexible to this new revelational word that's coming. Amen. And one of the newest revelations that has come is the fact that the feminine part of Christ and the masculine part. Amen. And the wife is the only one, and it's important to know this, the wife is the only one that is the feminine part of Christ. Amen. And that actually we are the physical, literal physical part of the body of Christ. That is the wife of the Lamb, see. Amen. So therefore we're Christ the wife. And he said he gave him a name that's above every name, and he just passed that name by inheritance. Being his wife, we receive that Christ part of the name. Glory to God. So we're Christ the wife of the Lamb, see. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, God's moving in such a great way. And these revelations, it's the way they're brought and so on, it kind of blinds them. And if you would, I'm talking about the people that, just religious people. And you can get a good take on that by reading 1 Corinthians, the first, second chapter there, where it talks about he chose the foolish things of this world to confound the mighty, and the things that was not to bring to naught the things that are. Amen. And but he says he revealed these things by his Spirit. Amen, 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 to his own. But the natural man cannot receive the things that of the Spirit. These things not for the natural man, it's for the wife of the Lamb. And they will receive, and they, anything else, just don't sit right with them. Hallelujah. And you don't have to try to get somebody to believe. Amen. And we're not out here working, trying to get believers. We're preaching the Word of God, rejoicing in the Word. And we're doing like John said in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation. Let us be glad and rejoice. Amen, amen. We're rejoicing because we're the wife of the Lamb. But John was rejoicing because he saw it and he knew. And when we come back, there'll be John resurrected. Hallelujah. Along with all these others. And John said, "Yes, that's the one I wrote about." Because he wrote that we're clothed in fine linen, clean and white, which is the righteousness of the saints. He said, "That's what I saw back there. That's what I wrote in the 19th chapter. And here it is." Hallelujah. Has made the journey, arrived home. And our home and John's home is the same place. Amen. We're just the wife of the Lamb, and they're the brethren. Amen, amen. So he was wounded in the house of his friends, his brethren, just like the story goes of Joseph and down in Egypt, you know, where that he was took and thrown in a pit and so on, so forth. But then he was a slave, but then God brought him out of the house of prison, out of the slave, and set him in the king's palace. Amen. Made him the second ruler. And made him, they gave him you shall ride in my second chariot and be keepers of my paper. Hallelujah. We're keepers of the papers, and we're riding in the second chariot. When I say we, I'm talking about the wife. We, the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Glory to God. And we're just rejoicing. We're happy. Amen. And we're just enjoying the victory that he's given to us. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't complain and grumble if we not 100% feeling well in this old body, because we got a body and it's being glorified day by day by day by day. Amen. Because we've connected to a body of glorification, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, that took place at marriage. Amen. And we're just here rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. We're not trying to get married to the Lamb. And we're not trying to get somebody else married to the Lamb. He knows his own, each one that's the wife. Amen. They'll be here, and every member is going to be so welcome. I know I'm repeating myself here, but I feel it's important to do this. Amen. It don't matter if it's 30 minutes before the total translation is completed. Amen. We'll rejoice and grab that one, hug him, and say, welcome in. Glory to God. Just 30 minutes, and you just got here in time, and we're so proud of you. They don't have to work or build or do any of these things. Amen. All they got to do is come, drink of this water, enjoy the blessing, enjoy the fellowship. Amen. Enjoy being a member of the wife of the Lamb, which is the Queen. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you what, folks, this is so wonderful. And it's something that we didn't work our way into. And we didn't know all the answers when we started. Amen. Around 65, close to 70 years, we've been preaching this. We didn't know all the ways that we would come, all the curves and all the our up, down setting, uprising, and didn't know the mountains we'd cross, and didn't know the valleys we'd go through. Amen. But somehow or another, amen, here we are, the wife of the Lamb, arrived at home, our labors are finished, and glory to God, we're so happy. And I'm thinking, Brother Gary Gentry said one time here, preaching, he said, Brother Ben, we gonna look like we're going to have just tie a big cement block to your legs. Amen. To hold you down. Amen. When you get going. Amen. Well, I tell you what, there's joy unspeakable and full of glory. There's nothing more wonderful. And whatever God chose you to do, Paul saw it well. Amen. And he said a high calling. He said, I'm pressing for the high calling. Well, we're not pressing for it anymore. We've already got to the high calling, and so have Paul, because he's right here. Amen. Because he was brought down. Amen. He was brought down when the Christ Jesus came in Revelation chapter 10, and the visibility of the saints that came will be made known in the very near future as God ordained. Amen. And they could come to anyone, anytime now. Amen. If God so ordained that purpose it right, glory to God. And, well, I had a night vision of Paul preaching. Amen. And it was something like we were preaching at the time, or just before that time, and on the Galatians chapter 2, where Peter, James, and John, they perceived, they got a revelation, and told Paul and Barnabas to go preach to the heathen and those which would be the uncircumcised among either Jew or Gentile. Go preach to them. We're going to preach to the brethren, the circumcision, he said. Amen. Well, that just goes to show there was a little separation, because Paul got struck down on the way to Damascus. He took that spiritual rib, glory to God, and began to preach the gospel. And then that's when he began to change. He began to say she, her, wife, and so on like that, virgin. And he said that I may present you unto, as a chaste virgin, unto Christ, unto the Lord Jesus Christ, or unto the Lamb of God. Amen. We see how all that started back there. Yes, the journey's been long. Amen. Their feet have grown weary and many things. Amen. But don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to be home? Hallelujah, with the blessings of God upon us. Hallelujah. And here we are. We have arrived. And so we don't, we're not out here trying to build a work. Some people talk about building a work or starting a work. Well, I don't want to build a work or start a work. Amen. I just want to be the wife of the Lamb, rejoice in the Lord, and preach the gospel that He gives revelation. Amen. And just let it be whatever it is. Glory to God. The work will take care of itself, because to use that word works, He said we cease from our own works. So I don't know if using the word work would be the proper way to say it there. Amen. But we're joyfully carrying on for the Lord, joyfully rejoicing and with joy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I remember when the Ark of the Covenant being brought back into Jerusalem. The children of Israel was blowing the trumpets and shouting and so on, and carrying the Ark of the Covenant. Amen. The real word which typed out Christ in that sense. But I'm not a typologist too much. But anyway, there was such joy. They've never saw such joy. They've never saw the joy of the Lord come, where the place got so smoky or foggy in the temple. The Spirit of God was in there so strong that the priests couldn't even do their work. Amen. And that's probably a good thing that the priests couldn't do their work. Amen. Because the work wouldn't amounted to or blessed the people like what happened. Hallelujah. When the glory of God comes in. And we've seen it over and over several times throughout time, how all this comes into being and take place, and the glory of the Lord around us, and there's nothing like it in the entire world. Amen. And it's all because He chose you for this purpose before the world was. Amen. It's just like there in Esther, her uncle there told her, Esther, it may be that you were chosen for a time like this. Amen. There's people chosen for a time like this, and we're it. Amen. When time has run out, we're coming to that moment, twinkling the eye, and right at the end of it, where the glory of God is falling upon us, and we praise God for it. Amen. Amen. I praise the Lord. Amen. All right. So it's just so good, so wonderful. Well, my scripture here was in 1 Corinthians. I was just going to read verse 16. It says, "Who has known the mind of the Lord that He may instruct him?" And then it says, "But we have the mind of Christ." Amen. We have the mind of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. And having the mind of Jesus Christ, we have the understanding in this moment, twinkling eye, that Christ had the masculine and feminine part. And Christ is the King and we're His Queen. Glory to God, rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. So do you love Him today? Amen. Praise God. So think about that scripture. We cease from our own works. Amen. We're resting in the Lord. There's a song, if I could sing it, I would, about resting in the Lord. Amen. It's so good to rest in Him, not to be frustrated. Am I doing enough for the Lord? Am I doing this or am I doing that? Amen. The only thing we need to do is rejoice in the Lord and let Him lead us by His Spirit. Let Him pick us up in that heavenly place. Amen. Into the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. And the Spirit of God blessing us. There's nothing like it. Amen. So let us bow our head in prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, it's in Jesus' name we come to You now. We ask, Lord, that You take and use this word just as You have ordained. And Lord, we appreciate You, and we thank You for the Spirit of God. We thank You for the blessings of God. We thank You, Lord, for making us a member of the wife of the Lamb, this special group of saints that has the righteousness of God, that's clothed in fine linen, clean and white. I just praise You and honor You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. All right. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Get my wife come sing one, and maybe she has a testimony or something she want, a good thought she got during this time. A lot of times she'll bless the saints by having a good thought like this. Amen.
Amen.
some time back, I noticed that Ben had quit preaching on Ephesians 4:13-16. He wasn't mentioning it anymore. And I noticed that, and it showed me that he had quit preaching on that because we had come through that time period of that as we came into this moment of the twinkling of an eye. And to me, that is so big to see that you have come through that stage of growth and that you're standing here as the full stature of your husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, and have come into this little time called the moment of the twinkling of an eye. And that is just so wonderful and everything. We're not trying to grow up or anything like that. And we know that any wife members that are left, because it's we which are alive and have remained. So any that are left, they don't have to come through everything that we came through. And they just come right in here amongst us, right in the midst of us. And they come right into the twinkling of an eye as their mortal bodies are changing. And I just praise God for that. That is so wonderful to have that and to know that. That someone, that, well, it's just not someone, it's wife, that they were ordained to be part of the wife. And they just come right in and they're just one with us and full grown. And that is so wonderful. And the fact, too, that there was a change there from not preaching Ephesians 4:13-16 anymore. And you won't hear that anymore. And it's because we moved out of that time on into this twinkling of an eye, and we're at the closing of it, and just anything's possible, and we're seeing it. So, and not only we went into the twinkling of an eye, but this world has gone into that same thing. They're in their moment of the twinkling of an eye, and you see all that's taking place. And we just praise God for it all. Thank you, my Lord Jesus. Amen. Oh, I sing this song of joyous praise, for this moment God has gave, being changed and glorified in this time of the twinkling of an eye. So hold your head high, oh, it's time to take our flight. Hold your head high, we're in the moment of the twinkling of an eye. So hold your head high, we're with the saints of days gone by, and walking this earth glorified in this moment of the twinkling of an eye. It's a quick and powerful work we're living in, glorified and taken from all men, as the word has changed us from within. Now we walk this earth glorified in this time of the twinkling of an eye. So hold your head high, oh, it's time to take our flight. Hold your head high, we're in the moment of the twinkling of an eye. So hold your head high, we're with the saints of days gone by, and walking this earth glorified in this moment of the twinkling of an eye. So hold your head high, we're with the saints of days gone by, and walking this earth glorified in this time of the twinkling of an eye. Praise God. Amen. We love you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Lord. Thank you, my Praise Lord Jesus.
Amen. 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 The word speaks of lift up the head to hang down and look up. Amen. Amen. Your redemption is completed. Amen. We just praise the Lord. We just praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Thank God for service today. Amen. And we just trust that the will of God has been done to the point that that He can and He will. Well done. Amen. So we just praise God. So, amen. Thank you for hearing the word. Amen. And may the blessings of God rest heavy upon you. And thank God for the song and all the good things that God's doing. Amen. So we praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen.